Small business. It's a term that, for some, creates inaccurate beliefs. The reality is that these are businesses that are, and in many cases have been, long-time parts of a community in positive ways. Small businesses create a high number of jobs. They're often referred to as mom-and-pop operations for being family-owned, and that ownership often spanning generations. Small businesses are a very big deal. They matter. Today, they're facing challenges stemming from the economy to politics, several other points in between. How does the Trump administration see these businesses? Do our elected leaders understand the needs and priorities of these businesses? Here to discuss all this is the co-chair of Small Business for America's Future, Anne Zimmerman. Thanks for being here today, Anne.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And the website, which we have on our homepage as well, is smallbusinessforamericasfuture.org. See, if you're assuming the obvious, you were correct. So, Anne, going into Tuesday's speech this past week with the president talking to the joint session of Congress, what were your hopes and expectations, and did you end the evening happy, sad, some point in between?
Okay, thanks. My hope was that he would show some focus on small business and try to give a little level of certainty to the small businesses out here on Main Street. You know, we employ two-thirds of the people when new jobs need to be created, and we build our communities, there's no question. And we can't operate in an environment of uncertainty. We need to know what's planned for. We need to know a bit of what's coming. Things have been so erratic lately that I've been hearing a great amount of concern from my customers, because I'm a CPA and I work with small businesses. So I am a small business and I work with small businesses. And I'll tell you, they're really worried about the economy, which is then, of course, going to impact them. As far as the other part of your question, I didn't hear a lot of hopeful stuff coming out of there. We heard a lot about what he has done, but not what he has done for small business. And I'm concerned about that.
And I think, too, a lot of people, when you listen to Donald Trump speak, you hear a lot of what's, but the how's are usually absent. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think that's of concern. And, of course, he's talking about these massive layoffs. These people being laid off are our customers, right?
Yeah.
There are people that live in our communities. You're laid off. You can't go eat at the local restaurant next door. You can't afford to pay an accountant. So those kind of cuts trickle directly down to small businesses, that way. What if those paychecks go away? We rely on their spending.
And speaking of cuts now, the latest, and this is maybe a cross-pollination of different policies of the administration, he's working against sanctuary cities, and one of his means of punishment now, he's ordering the closing of Small Business Administration offices in cities that are deemed sanctuary cities. That doesn't sound helpful for small business.
Well, not at all. You know, the SBA is a great champion of small businesses, and have been in the past. They've done a lot for us. Those start shutting down, less people can get access to capital, less people are going to be able to handle how to get a loan or what to do if they have issues with their loan or if they need help from other ways from the SBA, that's being stripped away. So no, that is not good, nor is the tax reset or renewal that's being talked in Congress. You know, when the TCJA came out in 17, it gave fully double the tax cut to the big guys that it gave to us. And theirs was permanent and ours was temporary. Even if they renew it, which is what they're talking about, it's so complex that many small businesses aren't able to take it. And in all our polling, we have found that it's done very little to help small businesses succeed. As a matter of fact, nearly 40%, I think, is the number of small business owners can't even identify how the TCJA's small business tax deduction affected their operations. It didn't let them hire a new employee. I think that was 6% said it helped them hire a new employee. Didn't help them invest, reinvest. It didn't help them pay down their loans, right? So almost half of small business owners no positive impact whatsoever from the legislation, and they're talking about just renewing it as is. You know, I'd rather see them reinvent and rebalance, level the playing field with tax things. With small businesses, you know, tax is one thing, but we have to compete with those large businesses. So, yeah, there's tax issues, but there's also just volume and economies of scale. The large businesses are getting better deals on health insurance, and we're getting threatened that Medicare and the online exchange are going to be taken away or reduced, which a lot of our people depend on because we can't get a policy. You know, can we get a child care for our people? Not like P&G can. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of hoping we see more of a leveling of the playing field, and I don't think we're seeing that.
So with Ann Zimmerman, co-chair of the Small Business for America's Future, smallbusinessforamericasfuture.org, the website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And that's also where you can download a copy of a magnificent study, because I've been seeing these general confidence of business owner polling, supposedly surveys, and they're saying, oh, they're positive, they're looking forward. But what Small Business for America's Future did, they had a great report recently come out back in the middle of February, Building Better Tax Policy, Small Business Solutions. And part of what you were referring to, that the policy, that the tax policy they're looking to renew, just 6% of business owners in the survey increased business investment or employee wages from the tax law, 3% hired more employees as a result, 9% were able to pay down business debt, 43% reported no positive impact from the law at all, and 91% of small business owners say the current tax code favors the large corporations instead of them. Now, when you look at solutions, and I mean, it's great to say, I know the fast go-to, it's they call it tax credit, meaning you pay, but then you're going to get a buffer. And Why not just do tax cuts instead of tax credits? Wouldn't that just expedite the relief and the breathing room that small businesses need?
Well, that's an interesting question. Tax credits, sometimes it's easier to better target a certain population or a certain action. You know, tax law has always in this country been written and all trying to help certain people and not others. That's why we have a progressive tax system, right? You pay what you can afford.
Right.
We've always had that. And that's really changing when I look at some of my clients, and I do have one in particular that pays more tax than Amazon did last year, you know? I mean, Amazon didn't pay any tax. It's easy to make that statement, right? Or now we've got the tariffs coming in, and my clients that do any kind of manufacturing or back-end add-on to products, I work with and know of a gentleman who owns a glass etching company in Pennsylvania. He's actually works on Small Business for America's Future with me. And he's going to see 20% tariffs coming on the raw glass and his items, his cost of goods sold, coming in because they come in from other countries. And he's going to have to pass that on to his customer, and it's going to reduce his business, and it's going to raise costs for other people. And those tariffs are broad, but they're actually targeted and they're going to come right back down to the consumer. You know, when we're doing child tax credits, those are very targeted to those who need child care for their children so that they can work or prepare to work. Only people who get them, right? So that credit serves its purpose using the tax law to help people do that and succeed.
That's why Small Business of America's Future really plays an important role for the existence and the survival of small businesses, because they are your advocates as a small business, where you have a collective voice that will be heard and listened to. And I know it doesn't seem like it's always fast enough, but when the voice is constant and loud, focused and factual, the response and the reaction and the change does come about. I do want to remind you, too, to go to the website for Small Business for America's Future and check out their report, Building Better Tax Policy, Small Business Solutions. A lot of great ideas, a lot of great information from small business owners. You'll find that more at smallbusinessforamericasfuture.org. She is the co-chair, Ann Zimmerman. And thanks for the access into the mind and the experiences in the here and now for small businesses, the challenges they're facing, and why we as consumers really need to be loyal and supportive of them. Thanks for the work you do, for being here today.
Thank you for having this discussion, Chris. We appreciate it.